Seventh Wednesday. What is the difference between faith and unbelief? Sickness is creating a problem when problems don't exist. Conversely, it's also an illness to say that problems don't exist when actual problems persist. It's unbelief to lose hold of all spiritual aspects because of physical matters. However, faith is investing in the physical matters for the sake of everything spiritual. The year of Jubilee is healing your unbelief, enjoying both God-given spiritual blessings and the blessing of true liberation on the path to Canaan. The year of Jubilee. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you, when each of you shall return to his property, and each of you shall return to his clan. God gave important promises to the Israelites who were on the wilderness path. Through Jubilee, the Israelites learned what the true gospel, the church, and true power to save the world were. After the conquest of Canaan, the Israelites were able to fully enjoy their liberation in the year of Jubilee, depending on the kind of gospel, church, and power that they had possessed. Then what kind of blessing of liberation must you enjoy through the year of Jubilee? Number one, liberation from destruction and incompetence. Only the gospel can free you from destruction. The blessing of Jubilee is to use the gospel that you've been given to save those who will face ruin and to restore God's power. This power is your true strength that you must cultivate in order to build a church that will relay this power. Number two, liberation from future worries. The blessing of Jubilee is liberation from worries regarding the future. It is firmly holding on to God's mystery that freed the Israelites when they put the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts in Egypt. The blessing of worship that they enjoyed while walking on the wilderness path, the blessings as God's people themselves, and the changing of their imprints, roots, and nature. Ultimately, these blessings must be passed on to future generations. Through the answer of the year of Jubilee, you must uncover the blessing of world evangelization, which is your life's first and last opportunity. Right now, you must make the resolution to restore the blessing of the church that will relay these answers. Dear God, through the year of Jubilee, help me to enjoy true liberation and true rest. May today be the day when I grab hold of my life's greatest covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.